welcome to the Ish for Friday. It is Friday, February 9th, 2018. I don't know what you say. I always say 2018. It's minus 17, feels like minus 29 outside, so like effectively twice as cold, I think. I don't know if that's how math works. Celsius, so it's probably like 4 degrees Fahrenheit, which was a nice little shock the other day. We were looking at our TV, and there's a little weather widget, and it said 4 degrees on Tuesday, and then we realized afterwards that it was 4 Fs, which is still cold. So this episode of Dailyish brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you, patreon.com/iChris. They actually just released, speaking of Patreon, if you have the mobile app for Android or iPhone, Patreon, you can search it up in the, search it up. That's what my oldest son always says. Search it up in the app store of your choice, Android or Apple, and download it and install it. And then log in with your Patreon account. They have their own kind of like Snapchat lens, Instagram stories thing that they've added to that, which normally I would scoff at, but actually it's kind of a neat way to allow creative types, such as myself, who have Patreon supporters, to send behind the scenes photos or this is what I'm up to, and have it like be limited to a specific group of people. And it disappears after 24 hours, obviously, just like everything else. Or you can send it out to whoever happens to be following you on Patreon, whether they give you money or not. But the neat part is, yeah, that you can sort of lock it to people who are actually paying you support in some form or another, which, is just another, it's an easy way. If you're already using Patreon, it's an easy way to use that. Whereas Instagram, I guess you could do something like that, or Snapchat, where you build a group of people that you send to, but how do you manage who's still supporting you and all that kind of stuff? And it's just built into Patreon. So I'm not using it a ton yet. I've tried it out a little bit, and I got one person who responded, actually viewed the thing on Patreon, and then a couple other folks say they don't ever use the mobile app, which is kind of too bad. It actually is a nice app for keeping up with. If I'm the only person you're following on Patreon, I guess I can understand why it would seem kind of pointless. But if you follow a few other creative types on Patreon, it's a pretty great app for keeping up with what's going on, without having to, it's like the homepage of Patreon basically, but in app form. And if you do subscribe, like I've occasionally done Patreon only audio podcasts. And if you subscribe to that and want to listen to that, then in addition to the special RSS feed where you can subscribe in your own podcast player or whatever choice you make, the Patreon app itself will play back the audio that is uploaded there. So it'll do like the video embeds, YouTube embeds and stuff when I do a video versions of Patreon only episodes of Dailyish. But yeah, I haven't done an audio only version in a while. So you're not missing something if you don't have the app or haven't subscribed or whatever. You still get a notification, an email notification of all of those things other than this new lens thing. I don't think, from the sounds of it, it doesn't seem like there is any sort of update to notify you that there was anything happening from like a notification that would normally come, like if I put a post or a link or a video on Patreon, those all send out an email. But I guess because you could presumably be doing the Patreon lens thing, throughout the day and then it disappears, they don't really want to send out an email because it might be gone. So they're kind of pushing you to use the app, I guess, in that sense. So if that's not too onerous or too weird or difficult or whatever, feel free to subscribe or download the app, sorry, and sign in there and check it out. And I'll try and remember to post some stuff there to Patreon. So I think I mentioned last episode about the Instagram 101 course that I had published and is available for sale over on Podia, which is the platform I'm using to sell courses on and things like that. And last week, last couple weeks, sort of around client work, I was putting a bunch of time into that course, finishing it off, recording it, editing it, you know, all the stuff that you need to do to put together basically an hour and change of course material, I guess, and then put it out for sale, and have, you know, tried to sort of, I sent an email to the email list I have for Lemon Productions, which is 100 and some people, tweeted about it, obviously, sent to Patreon folks various forms of emails and notifications about it. And in terms of everything that I know how to do and will continue doing, kind of let people know. There's people who had signed up to be notified when it was available on Podia. There's a sort of newsletter alert me when it's ready kind of section. And so those folks got that email. And so all told, after all that stuff, and it's not like the marketing and promotion side is not, I'm terrible at self-promotion, so I won't claim to be doing amazing at that. But all told, after all that work and in putting the course together and telling people about it and sort of sitting back and watching the sales roll in, there has been to this date 4 sales. And so I say that in sort of transparency, which is something I've always tried to do with this show and with the stuff I do online, because I always hate people who are like, one way of spinning this would be like, course is out, I've got some people in the membership area and they're learning lots and they're whatever, and I should be probably doing that kind of like, it feels like lying, but maybe it's just expanding on the truth. When one of the people is my mom, thanks mom, who bought it with coupon code, and friend Justin Jackson, thanks Justin for buying it, and then a couple other folks, and so it's yeah, I don't downplay the, like, it's awesome that people buy anything that I would put out there or get it in various ways because of something I like, whether you're listening to this podcast or whatever, all that kind of stuff is awesome. But when you sort of have a vision of like, I definitely didn't think thousands of dollars was going to pour in on the weekend after I released the course, but I kind of thought one or two a day and then we'll peter out. And I think, like, honestly, what the issue is, at the core of the issue, is not that people hate me and think I'm stupid, which that's what my brain sometimes wants to tell me. And that's what I've been fighting all week, is various forms of that. But the honest truth is that there isn't a lot of people who would be following me on, say, Twitter, et cetera, who would be needing to learn how to use Instagram at a basic level. There might be some folks who want like the business side of it, the marketing side and all that kind of stuff, which is something I'll look into doing later, although I'm a little gun shy right now. And I honestly haven't promoted it, I don't think, on my personal Facebook page. But I feel like it's probably, I don't know, we'll see. I might throw it on there and mention it to the folks who are friends and stuff. I've generally shied away from using Facebook for much of anything personal. Facebook, I have a business account there, and the Good Stuff has a page there. And we use that for marketing and promotion and stuff like that. But yeah, we'll see. So that was the roundabout way of saying this whole week I have had varying forms of like elation followed by down in the dump stuff. And in sort of continuing on with what was, you know, mentioned and talked about on a few weeks ago or whatever it was, Bell Let's Talk Day here in Canada, where everybody's tweeting about mental health and mental health awareness and stuff like that. I thought, in the interest of full disclosure, just that those kinds of things do seep into my brain, and I really struggle with like pushing past those thoughts of, man, what a waste of time. You really blew the whatever, pooped the bed on that one, and didn't recognize how little people actually wanted to need that kind of thing. So there's the good side of it is that there is a ton of people way more interest in the in terms of pre-signups for the podcasting course that I put out that I would be doing. And I shied away from doing that one first just because I wanted to get something out there. And so that's coming up. It's just whenever I start thinking about the podcasting course, there are like so many. I get kind of annoyed with podcasters, myself included, who feel like they can't just do a podcast. They have to tell their people how to do a podcast, and their life becomes podcasting and everything's podcasting. And so I try not to be that guy or girl. Well, I guess I'm a guy, but you get my idea. And like, just shut up and podcast. You don't have to teach everybody else about podcasting. They can figure it out themselves or something, which is not really like my right-headed brain does not think that way. I'm still going to plow ahead with the course. I'm just trying to figure out what angle I can take on the podcasting course idea that isn't already covered in a million different ways online, and what's sort of unique to me about how I would teach someone else and what I would recommend they use for software and all that kind of stuff. There's lots of voices telling lots of people, not actual voices in my head. Well, there's voices in my head, but there's lots of different people who might have opinions on what they want from a podcasting course, and that's good to listen to, and I will, but also what is something that I can be proud of and what's something I can actually put my heart energy into and stand behind in terms of promoting it later. Because if I feel like it sucks or it's stupid that I did this course, then obviously I'm going to be reluctant to tell people about it. Which I don't feel that way about the Instagram course, but I'm hesitant because it feels like, I don't know why. I can't really source the reason. Just like putting yourself, I'm really hesitant to put myself out there as the guy about things. I'm always much more willing to sit in the background. I like playing guitar, but I'll never pull it out with a group of people and noodle around and play riffs from popular songs from the 70s or whatever. I'll just play by myself in my room, that kind of stuff. And so it's in the internet age where you do need to be a bit more out there and be obviously like the guy for Instagram or the guy for podcasting or whatever. That's where my shy brain kicks in and says, keep quiet, don't let them know, because then they can't make fun of you for liking that thing. Is I think like what the elementary school, high school source of that might be. At any rate, I've rambled long enough. This is supposed to be a 10-minute episode, looking like I might have to chop some bits. So hopefully your favorite part stays in. And I hope you have a great weekend, wherever you happen to be. And you can visit courses.chrisenz.com to check out the podcasting sign-up form. And also, if you want to know about how I podcast and what I'm going to be doing with that course. And then also the Instagram course is on there as well, Instagram 101. Kind of like your everything but the marketing angle on Instagram. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Bye.